This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Excited about what we talk about in this hour. Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air, where they focus on things going on in New York. We all know that Donald Trump said he regrets some of the caustic campaign statements he has made. I'm sorry. Donald Trump said he was sorry. And so should we take him at his word? It's a kind of new campaign tactic. Apparently. Oh, wait a minute. What's this?
So sorry.
That I was.
Yes, he did, Jennifer.
Yep. He has a lovely singing voice.
Doesn't he, though?
All right.
A little more femme than I thought.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, that's Donald. I'm sorry. Okay, anyway. So, Trump is in North Carolina, setting a new tone for his campaign. And maybe somebody's finally gotten to him and said, hey, don't be so silly, will you please? So
somebody has gotten to him. He's made some new campaign hires over the week.
Yes, and he has. I wonder if one of them, Jennifer, is responsible for the... there's a new naked statue of Donald Trump
in one of the parks
in New York.
They're popping up in L.A., too, at the thing.
Are they really?
Yeah, there's one on Capitol Hill, too.
Really? All right, so the Parks Department in New York said that they are firmly against any unpermitted erection in city parks, no matter how small they may be. So that's why they removed the Donald Trump statue.
Oh, Dougie. I see what you're trying to do there.
Oh, do you?
Well, wow, I just saw this statue.
If he hopes to get am I editing this as I go along? I might be. If he expects to get any support from Asians, that's something you gotta think.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, that brings me around.
For Melania's sake, I hope this is not anything like what he looks like naked.
These
statues are not attractive.
Not attractive. Okay, so Jennifer, I've been thinking about something all morning.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to turn to you and Victoria, perhaps Kara, to solve a problem that I think we have. This is a societal problem. We always are referring to the kettle as being black. Why is the kettle black? Why isn't it white? Why do we have
black? Mine's not. Mine's actually green.
Is it? Really? What made me think about this? I actually, we were watching an infomercial in a little diner one Sunday morning, and they had this guy on selling what looks like an aluminum pan. But they're not. I forget what they call it. It's like bronze, copper-looking
pot. Oh, the copper pot. My mom has one of those. She's
obsessed with it. So I bought one of those, and yesterday I used it to cook some corn. Unfortunately, I was working in my office, and I forgot
that
it was on. And so it burned up the corn, burned up the pan.
The pan, you need to send it back, because they said it's impossible to destroy the copper pan.
It didn't destroy it. It just got burned a little. I just cleaned it up.
Oh, good. Your pan keeps going, though, right?
Yes, right. Yeah, right. But I then was thinking about how it is in the expression pie. As a matter of fact, this is Victoria's fault because I said something off the air that she took exception to, and then she was trying.
Yeah, Victoria, how dare you take exception to that thing he called us off air?
Yeah, he called us an A word.
Don't get carried away.
Well, you did, and then I said something. I don't remember what I said.
Yeah.
Yes. I was in jest, too.
No, you said kettle, black, pot.
No, I said pot, kettle, black. Get it right.
Okay, so I got all of those things. And I thought, why do we have to call it black? Why is the assumption here is that it's bad. Black kettles are bad. So why can't we have white kettles?
No, it's the pot calling the kettle black, meaning you're identifying. It's not making it
why
evil.
Can't the pot call the kettle white?
Because this saying is so old, everything was cast iron. And so a pot and a kettle were black because they're cast iron. They're not bronze. It's not like your new copper pot.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Let's not make everything racial.
Well, I think I've said that because it gets a little old, frankly. Anyway, it's food for thought. Ladies and gentlemen, today is Food for Thought Day. Also on Friday, we review the stories, the big items. Talkers Magazine puts out its weekly overview of what the hot topics are in News Talk Radio. And so some of the things we have here on this program are related to the news, and some of them are just food for thought items that could come up under any circumstances. But according to the list, the official list from Talkers, some of the usual things. We have not talked, actually, Victoria, at all about the imam that got shot in New York City, because I didn't think it did anything for moving the progress of mankind forward. Although that's one of the things here. What I did talk about with you was the burkini controversy.
Yeah.
There's always got to be at least one Muslim or Islamic story in the top 10. And so that was the one I chose to be a focus. If you haven't heard the story about what a burkini is this something we have to have a picture? Did we post a picture?
Oh, you can visualize it.
Can you?
I mean, okay. It looks like a... Yes. Like a sporty version, a shorter sporty version of a burqa, but it's usually like in yellow or brighter colors.
But they're only wearable here. You can't get away. You'd get shot if you wore one of these in the Middle East, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this is...
Well, in the south of France is where this is all taking place, where the burkini ban is. So I guess you can wear
it.
It's okay to wear
it. Well, there's a ban on wearing it.
It was
okay.
Yeah. Western culture, okay. Non-Western culture, not okay.
Right, yeah. Right.
That would be the rule.
That's
it's apparently for more progressive Muslim women that they'll wear a burkini.
Okay. Progressive and Muslim sometimes don't go together too well. But let's hope that that's the case. Speaking of what goes together well, Jennifer and California go together well. And the number six item, the California wildfires. What's the latest update on that, Jen?
Well, the one that's burning, the Blue Cut fire, the one that's burning south off of the 15 freeway, that one is just crazy. And the weather has not been cooperating. It's really windy. The fire's burning erratically. A lot of structures have already been lost. Now, usually they're pretty good about setting up fire lines so that the structures are protected. But with this one, the police chief was equating it, I heard on the news yesterday, to a wild child running through the mall. And I thought that was a really good visual for what's really happening, this fire just hopping over everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I think 4% contained at last check, but over 30,000 acres burned and lots of structures lost. Yeah, 80,000 people still evacuated. Lots of animals in this area, too. More animals than people are evacuated right now.
So Roberta would be happy because there would be a lot of barbecuing going on of the natives that were there.
Whoa.
Roberta, you guys know. You know, actually, I don't think, Victoria, you never worked with Roberta, I don't think, did you?
I think
here,
maybe one show, one day.
Roberta was fascinated with roadkill. She would go, she'd pick up something along the
really dark, really quickly.
What, the conversation about this is the fires, and a lot of animals are getting cooked in the fires. So this sort of brought
me
around.
Roadkill? Like in what capacity?
She'd pick it up and bring it home and cook it.
No way.
Why let it go
Why
let it go to waste? Yeah, she does. She did that. Yeah. Matter of fact, we should probably get her on just to do a guest appearance.
I don't want to hear about roadkill.
14 past the hour. Here's a sign, and this may be your only sign, of poor blood circulation. The plaque buildup in your arteries that happens over decades. So you feel fine one day, and then you experience a serious heart episode. For a lot of people, that's the one and only warning that they ever get. Your entire body needs strong circulation. It needs oxygenated blood. So it's not just poor blood circulation that's an issue. It's oxygen circulation. So when you have your super beats or your Neo 40 capsule every morning, what you're doing is not only, blood is the carrier of oxygen. And the oxygen is what you need in your system It's the most significant factor in your health and well-being. How much oxygen are you getting in your blood and are you getting into your system? The oxygen is what pumps up your muscles. The oxygen is what helps your brain to survive and thrive. The oxygen is what keeps all your organs operating properly. Without oxygen, we die. And so you need to have the oxygen in the blood get to every part of your body, and that's what's so fabulous about Superbeets. Superbeets in the tradition of beets in general. A lot of the Olympic athletes have been using Superbeets. You see how well our American team's doing. All those people are on Superbeets. You can be too. You can have the same feeling, same energy, the same support for your system by calling 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 and order Superbeets. If you've never had the experience, this will get you going. And by the way, with the first order, you get a 30-day supply of a regular Superbeets free. That's what comes when you call 800-655-4183 to make sure you get the circulation that your body is depending on. What you need to be healthy, live a long, happy, what is it, live long and prosper with Superbeets. That's what I think Dr. Spock said that in the last movie, didn't he? Live long and prosper with Superbeets. I'm pretty sure I saw that.
Yeah, that is definitely
endorsed
Spock.
Yeah, right, exactly. 800-655-4183 for Superbeets or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Hey, Kohl's friends and family. Yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, stripe tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's friends and family sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built. Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Christian Faith Publishing is looking for Christian authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Christian Faith Publishing reviews each and every book submitted to them, and they give you their feedback. And if they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So whether you've written an inspirational work, a novel, a children's book, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, you need to call Christian Faith Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-515-6417 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-515-6417. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-515-6417. That's 800-515-6417. Work with a publisher who shares your core Christian values of integrity and honesty. Call Christian Faith Publishing at 800-515-6417 for your free author submission kit.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I love Rick Astley. I've always loved him.
You're a fan. You've been Rick Rollins.
I like Rick Astley.
Jen, did you ever Rick Rollins?
Happy guy. What they call him, Rick Rolling. All right, that's what it is, Rick Rolling. Anyway, he goes back to 1987. His song, Never Gonna Give You Up, launched his the whole idea of Rick Rolling. It wasn't his idea, though, was it?
No. People were just using it to make fun of him. You'd click on a link that you thought you were going to watch, like a funny cat video, and then it was this video of Never Gonna Give You Up.
So I want to find out. Let's go to his website and see if he's playing Boston, because I'd like to go see him. I was walking.
Look at the smaller venues. It's
last night I was in my work that I'm doing on patterns. I was seeing a counselor on Marlboro Street in downtown Boston, Beacon Street, Commonwealth Avenue, kind of the she area of the Back Bay. And I came out of the office. I'm listening to these singers. And then thinking to myself, wait a minute, Fenway Park is like 4, 5, 6 blocks away. That's what I'm listening to. It's some big concert. I didn't figure out who it was. But you can hear the people screaming. You can hear the people singing. I mean, I didn't have to go to the concert. I stood up and just stood in the street and listened.
This was last thing. Night?
Last night, yeah. Anyway.
Let's see who it was.
Yeah, you can see who
it was. Oh, it was Billy Joel.
Was it Billy Joel?
Yeah. That's cool.
He was there last year. I went to see him there last year.
He probably does multiple nights at Fenway, I would imagine. Yeah. He's so popular.
Last year we saw him. He was very, very good. All right, so I want to see when he's coming to Boston, because I'd like to go see him. He's now playing in a number of cities. His first U.S. appearance, actually, since the late 80s. Going to have a new album called 50. That comes out in October. Debuted at number one already in England. He was 21 when this song came out. 16 countries had it number one. He sort of retired from music in 93.
I think music retired him. I think that was kind of the other way around.
That's probably more fair. But you know what's happening on social media now with Rick, right?
What? No, what?
People are trying to draft him to run for president.
He's not American.
Well,
who
you know
cares?
Why?
Right. Right.
It's a viral thing because he's never going to give you up. He's never going to make you cry. People make campaign posters.
He's never going to let you down.
Rick Astley.
Okay. Very nicely done, Jennifer.
No, it's true. I'm not making it up. Wish I could say it was mine.
All right.
Next, so you'll have to wait until 2017 to see him, Doug.
Really?
Yeah.
So
next
how about
year
Los
is his
Angeles?
Tour.
Is he going to, when's he going to L.A.?
He hasn't announced dates yet. He's only in the U.K. until March of 2017.
All right. Well, if Uri was still there, I'd go over and see him. I told you about the time when...
you would actually travel to England to go see this guy?
You remember the story? See if you can find some Moody Blues music for a second. I'll tell you the story over the Moody Blues music.
Wildest Dreams.
The Moody Blues, Justin Hayward and I became friends because we met at Uri Geller's.
I just tripped over that name you just dropped.
Okay.
I don't even know that name. What is the
Justin
name?
Hayward,
what did he trip over?
Justin Hayward is the lead singer of the Moody Blues.
Okay.
And so we met at Uri's wedding 20 years ago. And Uri is great friends with these guys, all the members of the band, and he's never been to a Moody Blues concert. Never. So they were playing in Oxford in England on a Friday night. It was May 5th, as a matter of fact. I don't remember what year it was. And so I called up early and I said, I'm getting tickets to go see the Moody Blues.
You're a
we're
big
going.
Moody Blues fan, right?
I love the Moody Blues. So I got on a plane on Thursday night, flew over, took Uri to the concert. Then we went downstairs and had a great time with the Moodies. Uri was up in the aisles. Of course, everybody knows Uri. He was up in the aisles dancing with his wife. We had a great time, and then I came home on Saturday.
It was fun.
A whole lot of fun. It was great fun. So those are the sort of venues that you like to have. And these guys, I mean, there's nobody better. When it comes to classic rock, these guys have it hands down over everybody else. Moody Blues at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, recently on the show, I received several calls from people saying, Warren, I love my dog, I love my cat. When they were younger, they used to listen to me all the time. When I said come, boy, were they there. Even now when I say the word cookie, they don't respond. What could be going on? Well, your dog or cat could be losing their ability to hear. Here are things to look for. If you notice your pet is lacking a response to outside stimuli, if they lack a response to people or other pets, if they're not responding to you, if they're excessively barking, scratching their ears, or look frightened when you walk into a room. It's very common for dogs and cats to lose their hearing, but there are things you can do to make their life a lot more comfortable. For example, over my time, I've lived with many dogs and cats that were hearing impaired, and what I would do is when I would walk into a room, the first thing I would do is stamp my foot loudly on the floor so the vibrations would let them know I'm coming. If it's dark, I would turn on a light. There's nothing wrong with living with a dog or cat that doesn't hear, as long as you take it into consideration. Call Maura next time.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guys Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 8/17 to 8/23. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period May 10 to 9/5.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair. Repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The big question of the day, the big question of the day is, what happened to the $400 million, the U.S. dollars that were sent to Iran? Well, they weren't really U.S. dollars. They were dollars from
Europe. They were
Europe.
Francs and Euros.
Yes, francs and Euros. I remember.
Frank.
That was a singing group, wasn't it? Frank and the Euros.
I think
remember
so.
Them?
Yeah, they went on to critical acclaim.
Yes, they did.
Not a lot of record sales, but critical acclaim.
They were no Rick Astley, but they did
everything. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, so now it turns out that what some people who are intelligent like us suspected was true. I remember when all the people who were talking about the $400 million just happened to arrive in Iran the same day that the hostages were released. And we all said, sounds like a ransom payment to us. Well, the U.S. government said, no, we don't do that.
I think I remember the president saying, Please, come ransom? The U.S. doesn't pay ransom.
This is a way to solve a long-standing dispute that was separate from the freeing of the prisoners, remember? Well, boys and girls, yesterday the State Department said the timing wasn't exactly a coincidence after all.
Hmm.
The U.S. used the payment as leverage to get the prisoners back. So I started thinking to myself again, sounds like a ransom payment to me. The relationship trip, the Iranians are, now they've got the Russian planes landing over there so they can bomb the hell out of the Syrians. And so they're just no good. The Iranian people are great, smart, don't like the government, pretty much the same as Americans. They got a lot in common with us. But they have
their government. I mean, their government is run a lot differently. I mean, yeah. Iran is not a republic nor a democracy.
No, it's a religious monarchy in a sense. So they got the president, and he's just a figurehead. Anyway, it doesn't look good for Obama, who once again gets caught saying something that isn't true. And
then
so,
they said, no, but it's just all about leverage. We were just using it for leverage. Well,
BSing. Yeah, right, exactly. If you believe that stuff, I'm selling you something that's worth nothing, and you'll be happy to pay for it.
Some of that oceanfront property that you have in Arizona?
Yes, I have some, actually, only a block off the ocean, and it's for sale. As luck would have it, Jennifer, it is for sale. what's the for? What, you want to buy it?
Huh? Nothing. I'm just saying, obviously I'm in the minority here.
Do you
want to
get in on the conversation, Victoria?
Well, I'm in the minority here, but, you know, I mean, you, Doug, have recently told a story about a mortgage dispute that you're going through.
Yes.
And the mortgage company said to you specifically, we're not going to pay attention to you unless you stop paying your mortgage. And you stop paying your mortgage, and then you got attention.
I don't have a problem with them using the money if that's
what
they need
to do. If you owed a payment, and then you withheld it. But if there was a deal in place and there was a payment owed, and then
just
they withheld that payment.
Yeah, tell us the truth. And here's, I think, the greater story here, the greater attachment, is that when this deal with Iran was made, which in my mind and a lot of people's mind was a pretty bad deal, that we should have sat down at the table with Iran and said, before we even have this conversation with you, our hostages need to be released. And then you don't have it ever being thought of as ransom. It's your moment of power when you first sit down at the table and say, look, release the hostages. We'll have this conversation. If we are going to sign this horrible deal with you, we'll do it after the hostages are released.
All right.
Then it wouldn't even be, there'd be no reason for people to even use the R word in ransom, because now what happens is when people travel, we all have targets on our back, because if someone captures an American, now precedence is set that the American government will pay money for hostages, and that's just really dangerous.
All right. So let me give Victoria a nod, because I think what we're saying, we have two different things going on here. One of them is the payment, and acknowledging that the payment may have been part of the deal. Many of us thought the deal sucked to begin with, but if it was got these people home, okay, and if we owed them the money, that's what they say. I don't know whether we owed them the money or we didn't owe them the money.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know.
It's a bunch of hooey. But for that guy to stand up there and say, no, it wasn't a ransom, was a bold-faced lie. And that's why I don't like people who don't tell the truth. Doesn't make any, and I don't. It isn't. I don't like
but
the
how
fact
is that?
That
a, but see, this is what I'm saying. How is it a lie
because
if it was
he said
a payment
wasn't
that was already scheduled to be made? And it wasn't a new payment. It wasn't money that came out of the blue. If it was already a payment that was supposed to be paid, that was a debt that was already incurred.
But why
so
was it? But they admitted
how is that,
yesterday.
Why would he categorize that as a ransom?
You know what? I'm very fond of you, and I don't want to get into an argument with you because it doesn't go anywhere. It is. You have your opinion, and I respect it. I have my opinion, and you respect it. And I think we just leave it at that. There's nothing about what's happened in the last 8 years. Well, that's not true either, because I've said on occasion that I think this was good or that was good, and I'm happy that this was done. But generally speaking, I think the country is behind the eight ball more than it was even after being behind the eight ball when George Bush was president, and we were pretty much behind the eight ball then. And this kind of stuff that gives people, I would like to think that those folks who really go into public service to dedicate themselves to helping, we don't give them the honor that they deserve. It's kind of like people in uniform. A lot of them don't get the honor they deserve for giving of themselves for not much money. And I mean, that's sort of what good politicians do, is give of themselves for a number of years to help. And I think that, unfortunately, what we get is cynical about those who seem to be more in number than not, that go into public office to gain for themselves. And then there are those, however, nameless people face. I mean, are the 435 members of the House of Representatives, how many names can you mention? How many names do you actually know? And do you even know, some people don't even know who their own congressman is, for God's sakes. And
I'd have to Google right. that one.
Yours,
I don't
yours
know.
Is
but just one phony. Final thought, though. Peter, I want to
hold on a second. Peter King is your
congressman. But I don't, is that in her area?
Yeah,
probably. Yeah. I like Peter King.
Yeah.
But just one final thought on this. I agree with Jennifer that if we use the R word for the ransom word, then that does absolutely put a target on Americans' backs. So why would we want, even if it was a ransom, why should we say it was a ransom? Because then that's confirmation that yes, America will pay ransom for any American life. Why should we even say that then?
Because I think actions speak louder than words. So whether or not they
pay, but if we confirm that it was a ransom, then you're opening the floodgates.
But it was clearly a ransom. I mean, whether you call it blue and it's blue, it's still blue. I mean, it was a ransom that was paid. And I think to what the point I'm trying to make in all of this is, look, you can, if this was part of the deal that you wanted to strike with Iran, great, that's fine. I don't necessarily agree with it, but it was part of your deal with Iran, that's okay. But it should have been done at the very beginning. The prisoners should have been let out before you even had this conversation. And this is the problem, is that America in the last 8 years is now off, it's like operating from a place of apology and weakness rather than strength. And that's really tough
for me
to digest.
All right, so this brings me around to my pattern discussion. We were having this. I'm taking courses in how to change the patterns of my life. Jennifer, I think I told you that. I've said it on the
air
a couple times this week. Okay, so let's apply that thinking to what we're talking about here. The government, the politicians, and even the news media covers, there's a pattern here that we're caught in, and the only way to change it is to change the pattern. See, you can take this philosophy and apply it to your life, or you can apply it to what's going on around you, that other people and institutions. I mean, this is a philosophy that works across the board. We are stuck, as the United States, in a pattern. And in order for us to, it is back to the, how do you keep doing the same thing and expect different results? You don't. Sometimes there's a little nuance to it, and it can change a little, but if you don't change the pattern of how we do business and how we live, then we will not change the results. And that's really, and when we look around at whether it's Trump or Clinton or Johnson, I mean, I don't know that much about Johnson. I know Bill Weld would be far better as president than any of these other two clowns. And yet, it doesn't have enough starch to get through the machine. And yet, if we had somebody like Weld as president, you would see the patterns of how we do things change, I think, fairly dramatically.
And that's a shame, because I like Bill Weld, too, and that's a shame that he's not going to have that platform.
Yeah, right. The Hillary Clinton thing, if she wins and looks like she might, I mean, it's still 90 days to go, so you wait and see. Trump is only a point away, I think, in the latest poll.
I think it's going to be very, very close.
Yeah, I do, too. And the turnout hopefully will be good.
Oh,
but because people
be a
so
low voter turnout.
Yes, exactly. Because people so dislike both of them, there are not going to be a lot of people that are going to get excited and go to the polls. Only those who feel like it's their duty to go. It'll be no turnout like we saw when, especially the first time Barack Obama ran. All those excited people getting out to vote, and then when they were disappointed by him, they sat on their hands 4 years ago, and so. If there had been any kind of opposition against Obama 4 years ago, he never would have been reelected. But anyway, whoever gets elected, either Trump or Hillary this time around, is going to be a one-term president, and more of their choice, I think, than of the choosing of the voters. And so then, after that, what's the opportunity? And I'm not going to be like the rest of the news media.
Dougie with his crystal ball out. Look at you.
I just think that we're going to see a whole big change. I think the pattern is going to change. in our country. I think we're beginning to see that, but not enough of it has taken hold now to really make the significant changes that we need to see made. But I think you're going to see a whole lot of things change in the next 4 years. Television report up next year.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-861-1202 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-861-1202. That's 800-861-1202. Again, 800-861-1202.
All right, let's get to the TV reports of Jennifer can tell us what's on tonight and over the weekend. The stars of Fixer Upper, that fix old homes into the nicest homes on the block. Now some of the homes are showing up on rental sites like Airbnb. So what is it, Vacation Rentals by Owner? That's interesting. The VRBOs.
Yeah.
So why are we tying these two things together? This is not a coincidence, right? Do we feel like there's something going on behind the scenes, like when they fix their house up? Okay, sign up for Airbnb here. What is the story?
I think that's exactly what people are doing. I think they realize, at first, I'm sure, people just really wanted to be on the Fixer Upper show, and Chip and Joanna Gaines are very well known, and they're in Texas, and they're in the Waco area. And I think they probably, once these couples end up with a brand new house, they probably figured, oh, let's rent it out on Airbnb, and then it's now become a big thing. Mm. So to be on the TV show going forward, you're going to have to sign a much stricter contract so that you can't just get, you know, have the show fund a renovation and then you just rent it out and make $1,200 a night.
All right, Jen, what's on tonight and this weekend? It's hot.
Big shocker, more Olympics. That's the lead story here. Track and field, we'll have some relays. Usain Bolt will be around from Jamaica defending the champs in the men's race. The U.S. will seek a second straight gold in the women's version of that one. Also live at the track, women's pole vault and men's hammer. I don't know what that is, but
what
it's
is that?
Very exciting.
Hammer throw. It's like shot put, only they have it on the end of a leather line and they just throw it as far as they can. They go around in circles and then heave it.
Also men's diving. And if you're into NASCAR, NASCAR Xfinity Series from Bristol, Tennessee, USA at 7:30.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is our weekly travel idea segment with Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com. At Frommers.com, they have all these Frommer travel guides. They've been doing this for decades. They have great insight into where the best places are, how to find the least expensive deals, all that good stuff. And we'll have a couple of rings around the river, if you know what I mean. River cruising in the Focus up next here.
Hey, Kohl's friends and family. Yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, stripe tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's friends and family sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pauline Frommer at 56 past the hour from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer Travel Guide. So river cruising has become big. I get these pamphlets all the time from Viking. I was actually thinking about taking one of these trips at one point in time. Is this a good outfit? Are there a lot of these good outfits around, Pauline?
Well, Viking is the biggest. They probably own half of the river cruises that are sailing, not just in Europe, but on the Yangtze in China, on the Mississippi. Well, they're not in the U.S., but there are others who are in the U.S. They're middle of the road. They have very, very nice ships. They're not the most elaborate or opulent on the waters, but they're just fine, actually, and they do a very good job. If you want real high-end, you go with Tauk or Uniworld. These are two cruises you get on board. The ships look like Versailles.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about river cruising is it's so different from ocean cruising. Instead of being on a ship with 4,000 other people and, say, a couple hundred staff, there's nearly a one-to-one ratio staff to crew. So service levels are incredibly high. You're on these rivers that are in the middle of continents, and so instead of having to bus to the nearest sites, you simply walk off the river cruise and you're right in the middle of a medieval town or an Amazon jungle outpost. And on these ships, they're truly all-inclusive. All of your shore excursions are included. All of your drinks are included. So you're not being nickeled and dimed at every turn. It's a very, very different type of experience. And this year, because of fears of terrorism in Europe, the prices for European river cruises have dropped sharply.
Right.
And it's crazy. You're not going to experience terrorism, because the nice thing about these river cruises is they go to little towns. You're not going to be in major metropolitan centers.
Yeah. Jonathan asked me to ask you whether online travel sites are providing biased information. You think they are, something like Expedia, Priceline, that bunch?
Well, those are travel sites that sell information, sell travel more so than give you information.
Yeah.
If you look at TripAdvisor, if you look at Yelp, it's pretty clear that major corporations, such as Marriott, such as Hyatt, I don't want to name any names, but they do hire people to post fake reviews.
Yeah.
That's no secret in the industry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you do that for any business as far as that's concerned. Look at the mommy bloggers that get paid to talk about Walmart and places like that. All right, Pauline Frommer, check out the Frommer Best River Cruise.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.